Kareem Hunt is back from an 8-game suspension. There's a chance Jacoby Brissett could play this Sunday. Kellen Winslow Jr. takes a plea deal. And the black cat that crashed Monday Night Football is still enjoying its 15 minutes of fame. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Kaylin Kaler, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, November 5th.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Browns running back Kareem Hunt will have a role in the Browns offense this Sunday. Hunt's 8-game suspension ended with Sunday's 24-19 loss to the Broncos. He's now eligible to play in a game for the first time since Week 11 of last season. Last November, the Chiefs released Hunt after video surfaced showing him pushing and kicking a woman at a Cleveland hotel. Hunt had lied to the Chiefs about the incident, which occurred in February of 2018. The NFL then placed him on the commissioner's exempt list while it investigated him for the assault on the woman and two other incidents. Cleveland signed Hunt in February, and he was able to return to practice 2 weeks ago. Head coach Freddie Kitchens said on Monday that Hunt will definitely have a role in the offense this week. Hunt made the Pro Bowl after an electric rookie year in 2017, and he was on pace to do the same last season before he was placed on the commissioner's exempt list. Maybe Hunt will be just the spark this Cleveland offense needs to break a 4-game losing streak. Colts quarterback Jacoby Brissett's MRI results confirmed an MCL sprain. That's exactly what the Colts were expecting, and it didn't turn up anything unusual. So it was good news for Indianapolis, and there's a chance he might play in Sunday's game against the Dolphins. The Colts are considering Brissett week to week for now, and his status for Sunday will depend on how he responds to treatment this week. Brissett injured his knee in the second quarter last Sunday when Steelers defensive lineman Cameron Hayward shoved Colts guard Quentin Nelson into Brissett's leg. The Colts are 5-3 and second in the AFC South, one win behind the Texans. In a surprising turn of events on the eve of his second rape trial, former NFL tight end Kellen Winslow Jr. pleaded guilty to raping an unconscious teen and to sexual battery involving a 54-year-old hitchhiker. Winslow faced life in prison if he was convicted on multiple counts in the retrials that were set to start in San Diego Superior Court. Instead, he faces 12 to 18 years in prison and will be sentenced in February. He also will have to pay a $10,000 fine and register as a sex offender for life. Winslow Jr. was also found guilty of raping a homeless woman in June, as well as two separate misdemeanors. The attack on the hitchhiker originally carried a rape charge, but that was reduced to sexual battery under the plea deal. In total, Winslow was found guilty or pleaded guilty to sex crimes involving 5 different women since 2003. Winslow Jr. is now 36 years old and was once the highest paid tight end in the NFL. He played 10 seasons for the Browns, Bucks, Patriots, and Jets. If you watched last night's Cowboys at Giants Monday Night Football game, you probably noticed the creepy black cat that crashed the second quarter. The cat appeared on the 8-yard line, trotted down to the 5, and scurried to the 2. Once there, the feline paused inches from the goal line, totally milking the suspense. Then suddenly, the cat took off running into the end zone, showcasing impressive agility and eluding several security staffers. The cat finally ran into the tunnel and left the field, leaving behind an air of mystery. What happened after the cat left the broadcast view? Was it captured? Is it available for adoption? Does it still roam the crevices of MetLife Stadium? Does it perhaps have other cat friends also living under the stands? Sadly, we may never have those answers, but the cat will probably be the main draw when the 1-7 Jets host the 2-7 Giants at MetLife on Sunday. The cat's interruption even made it into the official NFL game summary. The report included this description: the game has been suspended, cat on the field, the game has resumed. When the cat made its debut, the Giants were leading 9-3. Cowboys defensive end DeMarcus Lawrence said after the game that he knew the presence of the cat signaled some bad luck for the Giants. I was like, man, the game's over. If a black cat runs on the damn field on a Monday night football game, a black cat, you might as well call it quits, bro. Y'all luck is terrible. After the cat's cameo, DeMarcus was proved right, and the Cowboys outscored the Giants 34-9. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.